Blog Talk Radio.
It's not cathedrals, it's not steeples, it's not crosses made of gold. It's not just sentimental stories that have been passed down from old. It's not religion or tradition that can save the souls of man. It took the sinless blood of one holy lamb. It's all about the blood. It's all
the blood of Jesus, isn't it? There would be nothing without the blood of Jesus. I just want to welcome everyone. I am so glad to be here, guys. I'm so glad you're taking your time to be with me. And I want to just open the program by saying, Jesus loves you. God loves you. God loves you more than you can ever imagine. So the brim tonight with the love of God and how good the Lord is. You know, and it says in Psalms 27:13 in the King James Version, it said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord and the love of the Lord. How many times haven't we all been there? How many times? How many times when you were felt desperate so desperate that if God doesn't touch me, if God doesn't help me, if God doesn't do this, it will be done. You would have fainted unless that there's a God that's good, that there's a God that loves you, that there's a God that will never leave you and never forsake you. He'll never. I remember, matter of fact, it was from Randy. I remember a prophetic word. It's like two pages. I've still got it. And I think it was the first prophetic word he ever gave me back in 2007. And in that he said, God, I'll never turn you loose and I'll never let you go. You have no idea how much that meant to me and still does. How many times I have rehearsed those words in my mind through the years. How many times I've clung to that, that God said, I'll never turn you loose, I'll never let you go. I want you to know he's the same way about y'all. He will never turn you loose, he'll never let you go, because he loves you. He plans for you. He gave the best of heaven in Jesus. It is all about the blood. You know, it breaks my heart at times when I hear people, particularly people that just maybe they're unchurched at all, or maybe they, you know, just had some wrong teaching, but, you know, maybe they've lost a child and said, well, I took my child, or, you know, I even see people on television, the news will be interviewing them, and they'll be talking about the tornadoes that came through, and they'll be like, you know, the acts of God or whatever they call it, God took my house, but we still have our life. And it's like, honey, God didn't take your house. God didn't take your child. Things in life happen. Things in life do happen. The enemy does things. Some things are just natural things. Sometimes it's things, you know, people, you know, maybe they develop heart disease or first one thing or another because of the way they've eaten, because of the way they've lived. You know, most injuries I've had in my life was stuff because I was being stupid and wasn't being careful enough and ended up getting hurt. Not everything, but quite a bit of it was. You know, injuries that affected me the rest of my life or have at this point. And then there's been other things that the Lord has delivered me from. But, you know, above it all, we have to know that God's good, or people give up hope if they don't believe that the Lord is really good and that God is really for them. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, they become angry if they think that God did things. You know, God took my parents, or, you know, just any number of things. I heard a while back, and this is a mature Christian, comment that just said, well, God never let me have children. And I was so taken back to hear that. And I told her, I said, God didn't keep you from having children. Sometimes there are just natural things in our body that maybe need to be corrected. You know, actually it's my husband's nephew by his sister's son. He and his wife had gotten married, tried to have kids for a while, tried everything, you know, fertility pills and this and that. Finally, they realized in checking, they finally did, you know, like, I guess use a needle, which sounds horrible, but they used a needle and got sperm and fertilizer. But they found out that when he was born, the doctors, he had a little hernia right after he was born, and the doctors had gone in there and had fixed that hernia on a little bitty guy like that. When they fixed it, they accidentally, I guess, had gotten hold of some of that sperm cord and had tied that cord off too. So, you know, nothing was getting out. You know, that wasn't God keeping them from having babies, and it really wasn't even the devil keeping them from having babies. It was just one of those natural things. Just a mistake that had happened when he was an infant in surgery, and they had accidentally tied off an important cord. But praise the Lord, they were able to figure out what happened and to work around that and conceive a child, and they have a beautiful little boy now that's I think he's 12, 13 years old now. But that idea, you know, I think it causes heartbreak in people. It causes distrust and mistrust when they don't truly believe that God is good, that God is for them. You know, I know sometimes when people, when they're going through things and it's really difficult, you know, maybe they're facing deadly disease. Maybe, you know, maybe they are looking at death coming their way. And, you know that sometimes people think that God has abandoned them and things like that, and it's just not true. It's just not true. You know, we do through things, but God is a deliverer. He is. You know, the flip side of that is it is appointed unto him who wants to die, and people don't live forever, you know, other than their spirit will be with the Lord. But on this earth, you know, until Jesus returns, people will live and people will die. There is a season for all things. But I hope that everyone understands that God loves him for them, and he's not withholding any good thing. And, you know, when we see things on the news, when we hear people talking about, oh, God needed an angel. He needed my little boy worse than he needed me, or he needed another puppy in heaven, so he took my puppy. And all that's hogwash, y'all. I'm sorry. Just putting it in East Texas terms, that's hogwash. God's not doing stuff like that. God is a good God. You know, it says in the 23rd Psalm, it says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I love that. Surely goodness, God's goodness, God's love, God's compassion, God's blessings, and his mercy. It says his mercies are new every day. I have a song about that. To follow me. I think in other translations, some say that it actually says, well, chase me down all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, I know people in Ukraine and stuff that are being attacked by the Russians. You know, they probably don't feel like God's very good. But there are some that know he is. There are those that are getting out. There are those that are being saved. There's those that are having angelic protection and God's protection. But see, as long as people on earth have choice, because God gave us free will, there will be those that choose an evil way. And despite what people think, other people's choices do affect our lives, just like our choices affect other people's lives. You know, we do things that hurt other people, you know, maybe not on purpose, maybe not directly something done towards them, but sometimes just the choices we make for our own lives brings hurt and harm to others. You know, even like parents that get divorced, so often the kids are the ones that suffer the most in that. And sometimes it's unavoidable. I understand that. But it's still choices of us. You know, our choices, they do affect others. You know, and just like that thing, Putin in Russia, his choices, which he'll answer to God for his choices, but his choices are hurting other people. That doesn't make God any less good. You know, I remember one time, a lady that had prayed for me, she told me, she said, there's a desperation about you. And at that time, I was going through some desperate things. But honestly, I love that. I love that. I thought, God, I hope I'm always desperate for you. I hope I've always got a desperate heart. Lord, that I would want you above all else. That no matter what else, what is going on in life, that, you know, whether we're looking at jobs or finances or houses or fame or fortune or whatever the case, favor, having God would always mean more than any of it, that pleasing him would always be first and foremost in our hearts. You know, people will be good sometime and not the next. people will love you one day, and you know, something will come along. There's a something shiny somewhere else, and they no longer have time for you. You know, people are fickle like that. But God doesn't change. He is forever the same. There's no turning. There's no darkness in him. I can only actually, he's the only one I know like that, that's not fickle to some degree, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't some days love me more than others, and other days maybe a little less, sometimes like me, sometimes disinterested, that he always loves me. And that his love and his friendship, it never, ever changes. That's amazing to me. And it's awesome to me. I absolutely love that about him. I love the person that Jesus is. I love the way he's made up. God, too. Father God, the who he is. Who he is. His attributes. His personality. Those things about him, which is all of him, that's so pure. That's so good, that's so dependable, that's so trustworthy. You know, we don't always understand, well, we definitely don't always understand his ways because his ways are beyond our understanding. But, you know, even when we can't see it or understand it, you know, the whys and the wherefores, we have to always rest in the fact that God is good and that he's for us. And that we can run to Daddy God no matter what is going on. You know, if we've screwed up, we've messed up, run to Daddy God. When we're happy, run to Daddy God. You know, I think even with parents, they like for their kids to come to them not only when they're wanting something, but they want them to come to them and just chat with them and talk with them and, you know, let them know what's on their heart and just be a part of their life in that sense. They want to share the happy times and the good times as well as the difficult times. And my Daddy God likes that too. He loves us to come up and just visit with him and talk with him and share our heart and see if he has something to say to us. Sometimes we all talk when we need to do a little more listening. Anyhow, tonight I'm not going to talk as much. I'm going to go to college. It seems like every Monday night I'm not able to get to everybody. It seems like I'm getting more and more callers these days, which is wonderful. It is good. But let me see. Click off that. If I can find that little short song, I'll play it right quick. If I skip it, there it is. It's short, it won't take long. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, so much for your mercy. Oh, God, thank you for your mercy and your love. Lord, I just ask that you bless each and every one here, Father, and prayers. Lord, those dreams that are the dreams of God for each and every life. Lord, bring the dreams. Mr. Lord, cause them to prosper. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, Lord. Lord, prosper them in every area. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go back up here to the top. All right, 828-989. How is Miss Jennifer tonight?
Oh, I am very well, thank you. Very well.
Good, good, good.
It's been quite a day, quite a day.
Quite a day in a good way or a bad way?
Good way, like the Lord's been speaking to me since 5:30 nonstop this morning, and the enemy is just coming in to try to steal what he planted in me. So I wasn't going to call in because I called in last night, but I just really felt him prompting me. So
yeah,
here I am.
All right, all right. I wish I could get the sound up a little louder here. I understand. The enemy's always trying to come in and steal what God has planted. And I know for me personally, sometimes the enemy, like if I wake up in the middle of the night, and sometimes those thoughts are run through my head of what if this and what if that and what if this doesn't happen. And, you know, and particularly when you first wake up and you haven't even had time to think yet, you know, that's the enemy just trying to harass and stuff. But we just thank you, Lord, that the enemy is defeated. And, Lord, that we know the truth. Lord, your word says, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And, Father, I thank you for the freedom that you're bringing Jennifer into, Lord, that you have brought her miles, miles into freedom. But, Lord, that you are bringing her even further. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just settling her heart. Lord, settling those doubts, settling those second guesses, Father, those things, those second guesses of the, Lord, sometimes we can weigh things too much. You know, we can weigh pros and cons, and Lord, sometimes we can get into our own thoughts, or we can get into the flesh in some of that. And I understand the Lord does, he says, count the cost, but many times in that weighing back and forth, we can actually talk ourselves out of things, you know, that are God things. And it can bring turmoil. It can bring turmoil if we do that. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the quietness of soul for Jennifer, Lord, that she just rests in your arms, Lord. Lord, that she knows that she's on track with you, Lord. Father, that you do all things well. Lord, you do all things well. And Lord, that she would not feel pressured or hurried in any way. Lord, that she will be content, Lord, just walking with your timing, Lord, not feeling like she has to hold back and wait on things because she's afraid of getting ahead of you. But Lord, that she's able just to relax and rest in you, Lord, and know that you're carrying her and that you've got her by the hand, and Lord, that her steps are ordered by the Lord, and Lord, that all is well. Lord, that she would just rest in the knowing that you're a good father, and Lord, that you're with her and you're for her, and that you're leading her and guiding her and maturing her, and Lord, you've been preparing her. Oh, Lord, you've been preparing her and preparing the way. God just has so many good plans for you, sweetie. He's just got so many good things, and it's all still in process. Most of it is, but he has developed so much in you. I mean, he has just been opening up, like, you know, almost it like the rosebuds, just been opening up these things in you, petal by petal, and in preparing you for a work that's ahead and things that you're going to do. And I would just say you, life ahead for you looks good. Life ahead for you looks bright. That God has just, he's got so much ministry. He's got so much joy for you. He's got, I see you going places. you know, I see you talking to people. I see you helping plan things. And just bringing things together. I see new acquaintances for you. God connecting you. It's God connections. Not just, there'll be new acquaintances, but I'm talking about those divine God connections where God networks people. God networks people. I've seen God do that so much, particularly in a few years past in my life, of watching God connecting people and you know, how he'll use different ones of us to connect others to one another. I see God using your music, ministering in that. I see you and Greg making music together. I know Greg had said he was in in a place to know if he plays instruments or he sings or what, or he, maybe he does both. But I just see music, God using your music, God using even your art, your paintings and things like that. I just see exciting and fun times ahead of you. Doesn't mean it won't be challenging at times, but God's got a beautiful future for you. But he has invested so much in you. All of these years, these times that you've gone through, the solitary times, the times that you've had to trust God for tomorrow and that God's brought you through, he's been building block upon block and brick upon brick. And, you know, from glory to glory, he's been working in you and preparing you for what he got. Because all of the things that God puts in us, he really puts it in us for other people. We reap benefits from it. You know, it's good things in us and for us, but the things that he plants in us, it's really for other people to minister out, to give out. And then, you know, we reap a harvest from that too, as we sow into others and plant into others. And I would just say, be at peace, hon. Be at peace and rest in God. Don't feel like you have to hold back so that you don't run ahead. Just that flowing with God, just that flowing with God and flowing in his timing. And, you know, most of the time if something feels like pressure, that's typically the enemy, because God doesn't pressure us. You know, now he may encourage us to step on out, but it won't feel like pressure. It is not the same. I mean, I've even had the Lord many times through the years give me warning dreams. But if God, you know, when God would give me a warning dream, I wouldn't feel fear in the dream. I wouldn't feel fear. I would understand the warning, but there would not be that feeling of fear or dread attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes just understanding the feelings that go with something help us to understand whether it's God or me, or sometimes just our own emotions messing with us. But when God's leading you and guiding you, he may encourage you to step forward. He may ask you to wait a little bit, but you won't feel that dread of, oh my God, if I get ahead of God, or oh gosh, you know, I've missed my timing. It, you know, when it's like that, then many times that's either the enemy harassing us, or it's our own feelings of insecurity, really, of insecurity of, you know, God's going to help us get where we need to be. When our hearts are pure and our motives are pure, when we're just trying to follow God, he's not going to let us miss it. You know, he's going to be right there with us. And yeah, we're going to flub up some, but God's bigger than that. He's bigger than our flub-ups. You know, he'll help us get to where we need to be. And on time. And the word says he even redeems the time. So, Lord, I just thank you for Jennifer, Lord. And I just speak peace over her heart and peace over her mind, Lord. And just, Lord, I just ask for a hedge of protection around her mind and around her heart, Lord. Lord, that even her body be at peace, that she just feel relaxed in you. And, Lord, just the excitement of the season, Lord, the excitement of the season that she's entering, Lord, would just permeate her, her body, permeate every thought, Lord, so that she just wakes up giggling, God. She just wakes up giggling at what you're going to do next. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jeannie.
Oh, you're welcome,
sweetie.
There's
so much of little things of what you said today that he ministered to me about. So I just felt, you know, feel such confirmation with everything that he showed me, knowing that he's with me and that he is guiding and leading and speaking. You know, sometimes the enemy loves to tell me that I'm not really hearing from him. And I know that's a lie, but it's always great when he confirms.
Right.
He confirms the word that he's given you. So
he does. He does for sure. Was,
yeah.
What, was there anything in particular you want in prayer about?
No, I received what I was really hoping that the Lord would show me. So I received that. So I thank him, and I thank you for receiving it and being faithful vessel. So thank you, and I'll let you get on with your next callers. So.
Okay. Well, you're more than welcome, girl, and don't let the enemy shake you up. Don't let him rattle your chains or anything like that, or his chains. Just enjoy God and enjoy the season you're in. You've got beautiful things ahead of you, girl.
I believe that. I really believe that. Thank you.
This is a
God
time.
Bless
this
you.
Is a time to be rejoicing. Yeah, this is a time to be rejoicing.
I felt that. I felt that today. Rejoice. Yes.
Yes. All right. You be blessed, hon.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, 910-709. How's Miss Sylvia tonight?
Okay.
Hi, girl.
She's good. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. It's good to hear from you tonight. I think I missed you last week.
Yes, I was on there. I kept, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, I clicked on it. I never did hear you. I remember that now. And then finally I moved on, and then I had so many callers, I never could get back. And last week was just a mess. So far tonight, it's doing okay. I wish the volume was a little louder, but it's like I don't want to touch anything. But anyhow, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for encouraging her heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the peace of God, Lord, that just covers her, Lord. Lord, how that your peace, it brings a comfort to her, Lord. It's like I see, like the peace of God, that it like woos you, and that's that's a strange way of seeing it, but it's like the peace of God actually calls to you and woos you into that place of contentment, that when things aren't, maybe even when things aren't going exactly like you'd like, that peace of God actually calls to you and draws to you, and he woos you into, he like pulls you back into the peace of the Lord. You know, when the enemy or when your emotions try to get, or even anger, different things that would try to come at you, that the peace of God literally calls unto you and pulls you back into that peace of the Lord that brings that just settledness and contentment and just that knowing, just like I was saying earlier, you know, when I was giving a little message, just that God has you and he loves you and he's working with you. And, you know, I've seen this about you before. I remember saying it before, but I just see more and more like water off a duck's back, that when things are going on with other people, and sometimes when people are even, you know, trying to be ugly, trying to intimidate us or trying to rattle us, that just more and more that peace of God just puts you like in a cocoon, and that it's like water off a duck's back, because you're so secure in who you are in God and who God is in you, that his love for you, that it keeps you on firm ground. It keeps you rooted and grounded, and keeps your feet like on the rock, you know, on the rock Jesus. But I just see your feet so firmly planted that when the wind blows, and even if others would try to tug at you, that peace of God and that absolute 100% knowledge and affirmation of God's love, that it just always brings you right back to center. And Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, that, and Sylvia, I just see even as it allows you, it helps you to pray for others, even, you know, as the Lord says, pray for those that despitefully use us, pray for those, you know, pray for our enemy, love our enemy, that peace and that comfort, that knowing where you are with God and where in Him with you, that it allows you to pray for others out of a genuine heart, out of a heart that doesn't hold bitterness or doesn't hold even hurt, because things that other people do, you know, if it's disappointing or when we really love them or we care about them and they do things back towards us not so nice, it hurts. I mean, it hurts. And sometimes even in trying to pray for people, that, you know, that hurt will come through in our prayers. But I see the Lord just making you so solid in His love and so secure in Him that you're able to truly pray for them without hurt and woundedness getting through to you, that stays on the exterior, that it doesn't get into your heart. It doesn't affect your emotions. It doesn't get a hold of your mind, that you're able, you know, through the Lord to keep that on the exterior, and it's not able. And then it really allows us with a pure heart of love and knowing that God wants good for everyone. He really does. You know, He says he wishes that none would perish. And even those that are being ugly, God wants them to turn around, you know. And some that just don't understand, but, you know, it says that the fervent prayer, the fervent effectual prayer, you know, of a righteous person, a righteous man, a righteous woman availeth much. And that's you, girl. That's you. I see God using you in that way, that you're able to pray for others that have gone astray or have gotten out of line or and it be an effectual, fervent prayer, a prayer that's a pure prayer, that it avails much because you're able to keep those hurts and those disappointments and that stuff, keep those things back. Just through, and it's not that you're doing it, it's that knowledge, that understanding, that total acceptance of God's love, of knowing that He's there and that He loves you and that you're covered and that, yeah, people do ugly stuff sometimes. And yeah, sometimes they just don't understand, you know, sometimes people have wrong teaching and things like that, but I just see it not ruffling your feathers. I see it just water off a duck's back and you praying for people. And I even see some of those people come back later, in repenting or just talking to you and saying, you know what, you're the real deal. And it just so ministers to me to have walked with you through this or to have seen how you are. You know, we affect people all the time with our lives, the way we live our lives, even more than standing behind the pulpit many times, of just being pure, you know, just being the love of God extended, just being one that really is, you know, who we say we are, that we really act like and portray, we come off as a real child of God. You know, so many in the world, they're, because they've been disappointed by people so much and they've seen so much counterfeit, particularly the young people, that a lot of times they're just sitting and watching to see, okay, show me. Okay, yeah, everybody else has disappointed me. You disappoint me too. I'm waiting. Okay, go ahead and do it. But to let them see someone that's genuine, that truly walks as a child of God and loves and forgives and doesn't return evil for evil, it's mind-boggling for some. It's mind-boggling. But it is so refreshing. You know, I'm sure you've met those people. They're kind of few and far between. But those people that is like, oh, my gosh, they're the real deal. they're the real deal. And Father, I just thank you for Sylvia, and Lord, I thank you for blessing her and using her, Lord. And Father, Lord, for protecting her. God, for maturing her, making her an example in a good way. Making her an example. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for providing for her, Lord, for answering her prayers. Lord, for the questions that she has, Lord, the petitions that she's had before you, Father. Lord, that you give her understanding, that you give her clear understanding about those things. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 So are you still petitioning the Lord about your housing?
Yes, I am. I was just doing it before I called you again.
Okay. Yeah, at the end of the prayer, that all came to mind about, you know, just felt like you petitioning the Lord and talking to the Lord and kind of like, you know, Lord, what's going on? And that's kind of how I ended that prayer, was the Lord giving you understanding and things like that of what he's doing.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't know.
Right. Yes, I had a sort of a roadblock with the house, and I was just tonight just telling the Lord that no matter what I see, I'm going to still trust him, because
right.
he can do things more than one way. So
sure.
I'm just
sure.
waiting. So that's why I was telling him tonight, I'm not worried. I'm just waiting because I'm
Absolutely.
Trusting and believing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you a quick praise report.
Okay.
A lot of times you would tell me how you went years and, you know, and how you had ailments in your body. And,
uh-huh.
you know, the Lord strengthened you and healed you. So one day you told me that the Lord was going to strengthen my body. One morning he woke me up and told me to get up and go to the park. And ever since then I've been walking, but I can't, you know, walk that far. I can only do like 15 minutes. But anyway, from that day forward, he had me change my eating habits. And Jeannie, in all these years that I've been talking to you on the phone, I haven't been feeling well. I was always tired, felt like I was walking up a hill. And since the last 2 or 3 weeks, God has really strengthened my body through the food and through the exercise. I cut out everything that I was doing before. Now, I felt like he's given me a physical alignment as well as a spiritual alignment.
Praise
and
God.
I don't
Praise
feel
God.
Yeah, I don't feel sick in my body like I used to. I was tired. I couldn't get out of the bed in the morning. I wanted to get
mm-hmm.
up and pray at 5, but I couldn't do that because I was too tired. So now I'm getting up at 6. I can't do 5, but I do 6, and I'm in the park by 6:15. And I'm talking to him on the track, and my body just feels totally different. It's like from the day that he told me to get up and go to the park, I feel like something like shifted in my body.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You
yes.
know, of course, Randy preaches it a lot, but you know, our physical activity does a huge, you know, I'm needing to make a lot of changes there myself. And, I mean, he just, you know, he made our bodies to function a certain way. And we do a lot of things to him that kind of go against the way he created us. So
yes. Yes, I heard you say that earlier, and I thought that I would just tell you that because you know how I've been sick ever since I've known you and tired all
mm-hmm.
the time. And I still have little sinus issues, but nothing like I used to have. And the body is really, God is really doing a work in my body.
Yeah, there's a scripture I have to look at where he talks about being blameless, spirit, soul, and body. And I'm always like, Lord, help me in all those areas to be found blameless, spirit, soul, and body. Our spirits are renewed. Our spirits are brand new when we're born again. But our soul and our body needs work. Of course, as our soul is changed, I think our body changes because we change the way we think about exercise.
Yes.
We change the way we think about food and become more receptive. And a lot of that, you know, goes back to some of the desperation, too, that I talked about earlier, of just being desperate for change. So desperate for it that we're like, God, just anything, show me. And we've become desperate enough to obey and to make those changes.
That's exactly what I said to him. I told him one day, I'm just tired of being sick. If, you know, I know some of it was attacks, but then I know some of it was my eating habits as well. But I thank God he strengthened and touched my body. I can move a little better. You know, it felt like I was just walking up a hill. I was tired all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Randy's one of the best I know about, and I know that comes from his wife, Julie, about different foods that you eat that really strengthen and help and affect emotions and things like that. I think Julie was always pretty much of a health food person. And that Randy has learned a lot from her, and he might have bought him. I don't know. But I know Julie is really strict in that area, and he's learned a lot, you know, through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes quiz him about some of the things that he's learned, you know, and I think everybody's body is a little different. One person may be a little different for the next person.
Right.
But absolutely. Sometimes we just have to ask the Lord and try a little of this and that and see what works and what helps make the changes.
Yes.
So praise God. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay. Well, thanks for praying tonight.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. You're welcome. It was good to talk with you.
You too. God bless you.
Let's see. 405-779. Who am I talking to and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Lucretia from Oklahoma.
Okay, you've got a little different phone number, girl.
Yes, I changed it.
Them, but I have a little different number for you before. Well, good.
Yes, it's an old number.
Yeah. It's
same here. I'm glad to hear your voice.
You. Good to hear your voice. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Lucretia, Father, and I just thank you, Lord. Father, that you have had your hand upon her life, Lord, that you have been leading her and guiding her, Father, and Lord, there have been sex at times, Father, there's been acts at times, there's been disappointments, there's been times the enemy has tried to put up roadblocks, but Lord, that you have faithfully continued to lead her and guide her, Lord, and even through the time, Lord, at times, desperate's not the word I'm looking for. I can't think of the words not coming to me. But, Father, I just thank you, God, that Lord, that you are continuing to take her forward. You're continuing to open doors, Father. And, Lord, even when its doors are closed, some doors are not swinging wide away that she wants. You are able to navigate. There you go. Lord, that you're able to help her navigate. She continues to press forward. She continues to make progress. The way I see it, look at Lucretia, it's almost like you're on a path and like, you know, sometimes you're driving a detours, you know, and it'll be like, okay, there's road construction here, there's a detour, and it'll take you this way, and I'm taking it, and sometimes it'll take you on another road, or it'll send you around this way and that way, but we continue to make progress, and finally we get past some of that, But, I mean, even through those detours, it may take longer. It may be kind of aggravating to have to go the ways, particularly if we're on a time frame or we're trying to get somewhere in a hurry. But ultimately, we do still get to where we're going. You know, if we don't get off on a wrong road or something, we do still get to where we're going, even though, it can be kind of aggravating to have to deal with it. I just was trying to get to so-and-so. I was just trying to get to the store. I was just trying to get to my job. I was just trying to get to my friend's house. You know, and we end up with these detours. And it's like I just see her over that. It's like I see that there's been detours and there's been things that have caused you to have to kind of turn this way and that way. Like smooth sailing, just going down the interstate or something like that. It's like there's been zigzags and pigtails, but that God is still moving you forward. That God still is getting there. If you struggle, and keep counting on Him, and keep inquiring of Him, keep asking Him, keep inquiring, keep coming to the throne room of grace and asking God, God, what now? God, what next? That God's going to get you to that large place. I just see like a large place, a place like that open space. You know, if you're ever driving and you're going through these places that are tight, covered in trees or bridges or tunnels and things, and you come into that large place, I see the Lord bringing you into a large open place for whatever that means exactly. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but like a large open place. And I see you taking a big breath, like, and that's not, you know, I guess some people say, well, you've arrived. I don't know if we ever arrive on this side of heaven, but the large place, that it's like, okay, I've been trying to get here. I've been trying to find this place. You want to, I think some of it does have to do with employment. It may not all have to do with that. It may have to do with other things, other relationships or places to live, things like that. And so it may just be things that are in your heart, just that feeling of, I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time where God has assigned me, where God has put me. But it has been a road of frustration at times, a road of twists and turns and detours, you know, when you've been looking for that smooth sailing, when you've been looking just for that, let me just put her on cruise control for a little ways here so I don't have to navigate the traffic or I don't have to fight. Let me just put it on cruise control for a little while. Oh, God. But it hasn't been that way. It really hasn't. There's been seasons that it was, but large, it's been a lot of the twists and turns. But I do see that you have still been moving forward. God has still been blessing you. Still, God is leading you, but He's saying, keep asking, keep inquiring, keep coming to me. And I do see it opening up into a large place. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Lucretia. Father, I thank you, Lord, for connecting her in all those places that needs to be connected in. And Lord, not only disconnecting her, but Lord, even putting a hedge of protection between her and those things that she doesn't need to be around, and even put up like a barrier between her. Lord, those things that are just not healthy for her, Lord, those things that have tried to pull at her and have tried to discord, Lord, that you would just put a hedge of protection between her and those things that you are between us. Lord, that we are covered in Christ, surrounded with your love. And Father, I just thank you for blessing her and Lord, bringing contentment, Lord, bringing peace to her heart, Lord, the provision and the opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. I haven't talked to you in a long time, so I'm not aware of what all is going on with you, how you doing, and you got anything anything you want to share?
Well, I'm still blessed in the Lord. Everything you named is basically everything I've been dealing with, the frustration and every area of my life, relationships, my job, a deep concern for my children because they're going through stuff. And I've always been asking God, what next? When am I going to get to the place where I can exhale? That's how I feel, like, when can I exhale? Because there's like always something going on, or I feel like my back is against the wall. But I hang in there somehow by the grace of God. So thank you for that. But I just, like, God, do you remember me? I'm still here. Hello.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah,
he
I'm
does.
Holding on. But I'm still, I mean, I'm other than that, I'm blessed. Like I said, I have major concerns for my both my sons. But, I mean, we're still pushing. God's still in control. I still trust God. So.
Yes, 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 yes. Just keep lifting them up before the Lord. And, you know, said the seed of the righteous, you know, shall be saved. The seed of the righteous. And just keep speaking the word back to him. You know, raise them in the way to go. And when they grow old, they'll not turn from it. So it's when they're going through things. You know, we just need a God with him, in the blood of Jesus over him.
Yes. That's what I do. I just keep them in prayer and cover them in the blood. That's all I can do because they're adults.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I appreciate that so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're more than welcome. And just pray that your week goes good and God gives you the peace and the rest in your heart and in your mind that you need. And just know that he loves you.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. You have a good week, sweetie.
You too. Thank you.
I'm going to get a drink right quick.
Hi, honey. Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad you saw me. I didn't know if my phone was messing up or what.
So far, so good. It's working tonight for the first time, and Lord knows how
long. I know. Oh, you mean your side. Yeah. Yeah. No, I could hear the song and everything, so it worked out. It's skipping a little bit, but not much. Well, now I can't hear you, Jeannie. It's probably my phone. Yeah, I can't hear you. Hello? I don't know if you can hear me, Jeannie, but I can't hear you. Hello? Hello, hello. Can't hear you. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Now I can, yay.
Yeah, I heard it went down, 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 you know, when something goes offline, but I already had my phone dialed in. So all I had to do was, and I had forgotten to take it off mute there for a second, but I've learned the last couple of weeks to go ahead and dial in just like you guys do and have my phone sitting there already in, so.
Yeah,
I spoke too soon. I was like, oh, it's all going good, and about that time I heard it go da-da-da.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't sure if it was my phone or you, or because it was dead, so I couldn't hear anything anyway. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it went offline, and it said you're no longer connected, but see, I already had my phone dialed in, so I clicked on my own number, but then I had to take it off mute. So it doesn't stop us. I'm already in here now, so we're good.
Okay, good job. Thank you.
If you can't beat it one way, just try another. We'll see.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I'm glad that you're on there and you didn't get knocked off any. And even though I did, we're still able to work around it. So
I don't think I did. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Father, I thank you for sharing. And Father, I thank you for her faithfulness. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she's got that never give up grit to her. She's got that keep hanging on kind of tenacity to her, Lord. And I thank you, Father, Lord, that you've given her that toughness. Lord, you've given her that I'm going to hang in there no matter what. I'm going to keep pressing. I'm going to keep pushing, just like the woman in the Bible that kept going before the king and just kept on and kept on and kept on until the king finally relented and gave her what she wanted. And the Lord, he's made you like that, girl. He has put that in you, that tenacity that you just keep coming back. You keep knocking, you keep asking, and you're like that even in the natural too about things that you're like a bulldog sometimes when you get a hold of something that you just won't turn loose because it's like you look for truth, you look for things to be right, you want things to be just, you want things to be fair, you want the things that are wrong, you want things to be corrected. Sometimes it's out of our hands, but to have a heart like that is a good thing. To want justice, to want things for truth to come forth, to want people to see the reality that's God's reality. That's God's reality. Because some things that are in the natural reality are not God's reality. But I love that about you. I love how God has made that, and He's made you that way. That just like hang on like a bulldog, put my teeth in, and I will not let go. God uses you in that. God uses you, and particularly as He is able to direct you more and more in that, when in your prayer life, in your belief, in your faith, in the things that God sets you to. But see, it's like it's woven into you. It's like it's woven into you. So it not only in your spiritual life, but it's in your natural life because it's woven into you. It's a part of how God made you. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for that strength, just that hang in there, not just hang in there, it's an aggressive kind of hang in there, Lord, that you have put in there, Lord, to get things done, Lord, to not give up. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the faith, Lord, the faith that you have put in Sharon, Lord, the faith, Lord, to see things right, that's like a soldier, almost like a soldier, of just keep going, keep marching, keep pressing, keep pushing till you see things change. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for weaving wisdom all in there, Lord, for weaving the wisdom of God in it, Lord, so that she learns how to utilize the wisdom of God in it, Lord, so that Lord that you're even able to temper that with your love and with your wisdom, Lord, so that it is so effective. It's like I see the Lord grin. It's like I can see God grinning, you know, because He loves the way He makes us. He loves the way He makes us. It says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. So you're wonderfully made. But see, God, He puts those things in us, and then as we mature in God and as we grow in God and as we submit to God to let Him kind of sharpen, not just sharpen, but as He's, how do I say it, as He develops and tweaks all of those things in us so that they're the most effective through God. They come to their full potential, so to speak. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for Sharon. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she is a truth seeker. Lord, she's a truth seeker. She's a justice seeker, Lord. She's one that, Father, that she would always seek the justice of God, not the justice of man can be thwarted. The justice of man can be kind of twisted and not always quite right. But, Lord, that the justice of God is always perfect and true and pure, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for filling her in, with the wisdom of God and with understanding. The Lord says, in all you're getting, get wisdom. In all you're getting, get understanding. Lord, that will come with that strength and that tenacity and that never give up strength that you have put in, Sharon. Lord, so that you're able to use it to the fullest and be the most effective that she can be in all of those things. Lord, I thank you for the sensitivity that you have put in her, God. Lord, that she picks up on things quicker than many, Lord, that she picks up on things, but, Lord, that sensitivity that she has, sometimes it can hurt. Sometimes it can hurt, you know, because we're sensitive, but, Lord, that you have made her very attuned to details, very attuned to, she just picks up on things. She picks up on things. I don't know how to put it. She picks up on things. You pick up on things, Sharon. And so, Lord, I just bless Sharon, and I thank you for her, Lord, and Lord, her bravery to speak out even when others would not. Her bravery, Lord, to be a voice for you. Her bravery, her courage to be a voice for truth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm thinking about that. You know, I'm really glad that you said God made me this way because, you know, I am exactly what you said as far as, you know, the bulldog hanging on. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just, you know, it's real hard to make myself let go. And it's really hard. You know, then I question, am I supposed to? You know, and then one time I did think, you know, well, God knows me. He made me.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you never, it's not knowing what God wants me to do or what I want me to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's where the wisdom and the understanding of God comes in. That God tempers that and he, like the way I saw it, like weaves that in there, you know, like it's like interwoven with it. So that we do know what God's wanting us to do. But no, the way I saw it, God made you like that. He made that courage and that tenacity and that bulldog way. You know, God uses that.
There's things, and you do need courage. I've had, you know, so much opposition.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not God's opposition, except when it, you know, comes out of a God person, you know. That maybe it is, and that's confusing. I don't know. I do need that exactly what you said, the wisdom to know the difference. And I'm really asking for blessings on my grandchildren and all the communications with my family, what I'm supposed to do here. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes when it comes to family, when we're supposed to do, you're not supposed to do anything as far as like, family's hard. Family's hard. And I've had my share of that. And a lot of times, you know, the Lord's like, just love and pray and go on, you know, at least in my life. But Lord, I just speak a blessing over grandbabies. And Lord, that you give Sharon the wisdom. Lord, help her. Lord, that I just speak peace over the relationships and the love. The love of God, just love over the relationships, Lord, and that there would be understanding between them. Not only Sharon have understanding, but there be understanding grace, Lord, grace. Lord, that we're all, that at times we all have to give one another grace, you know, allow one another to be wrong some. Allow one another to be wrong some and do it with grace. Lord, I thank you, Father.
for working in all of us, that, Lord, that even as your grace, Lord, that, Lord, you help us through our shortcomings and our mistakes, and, Lord, even the mistakes that we make over and over, Lord, that you just keep helping us, Lord, that we would extend the same grace that you extend to us and others. It can be frustrating sometimes, but, Lord, that you help us to extend the grace and the love and just keep loving and keep forgiving and keep praying for them and keep encouraging. And, Lord, that we not get into the fault-finding and the finger-pointing, that sometimes things seem obvious, or they seem obvious to us, but maybe they're not always obvious to others. But, Lord, just help us to give grace. Lord, that the same grace that we've received, that we also give that same grace to others. Lord, we thank you and we love you, Lord, for helping us and helping us mature and helping us to know how to work with others and around them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
You're
more than welcome. I'm glad I got to talk to you, and I'm glad when that thing bleeped off about the time I started to talk to you that I was able to get right back on.
Yeah. As my it's nasty, we both got it, I guess, okay? Keep trying.
Well, you have a good week, sweetie, and I'm glad I got to talk with you.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye. Good night.
Hi, Draco.
Come on, thing. Okay, there's
hello.
Hi, Julie. My, how you, girl?
Just great. Just great.
Good, good. Yeah, this thing I clicked on you, but it just sits there and just spins, and seems like it takes it a minute to finally unmute. So,
okay.
Yeah, thanks for holding, and thank you for waiting.
Yes.
So, how are you doing? Are you still working on your job situation and still believing God for all of that?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep asking, keep pressing. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you for Julia May, and Father, I thank you, Lord, Lord, that she's also one that she just keeps inquiring. She keeps coming back to that throne of grace. She just keeps coming back, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for rewarding her faith, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, for Lord, for opening the avenues for her, Lord, for directing her, Lord, the steps, the doors, the open doors, Lord, that are leading her and guiding her to the doors that are available, the doors that are open, Lord, and giving your favor going before her, Lord, your favor going before her, and, Lord, giving her opportunity, Lord, opportunity where that she is the first. So, as the word says that we're first and not last, we're above and not beneath, we're blessed and not cursed, that you would be the first, that you would be the first to be contacted about positions. You would be the first to be considered through the favor of God for those opportunities, you know, like you're looking for, that you would be given favor because of the love of God that's on your life, because of the Spirit of God that's on your life, first and not last, above and not beneath, blessed and not cursed. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the benefits of being a child of God. And, Lord, I just connect my faith with Julia Mays, Lord, that she is favored, that she is favored, Lord, that when others may not find those positions, Lord, that work for her, that work for her situation, Lord, that they will come to her doorstep, that she will receive the phone calls, Lord, that she will find the ads in the paper, Lord, that she will be the one connected with those positions, Lord, that make her life easier to navigate through the schedules and able to do what she needs to do, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for making her the head and not the tail. Father, I thank you that according to your word, Lord, according to your word, that we have the favor of God. Lord, according to your word, And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing her body. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that Lord, that all pain has to go. Lord, any place in her body that she's been experiencing pain, Lord, it has to go. Father, I thank you, Lord, for giving her peace of mind and rest. Lord, that her sleep would be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, wake up in the night concerned about tomorrow's, that she'll not be concerned about, you know, how am I going to put this together? How am I going to make this work? What am I going to do next? Lord, that she'll be able to sleep peacefully and sweetly, and that she will wake up feeling more refreshed than she has all the time. More refreshed, Lord. Even double, Lord, that 6 hours sleep would feel like 5 hours sleep. 4 hours sleep would feel like 8 hours sleep. And Lord, that she's just able to relax and rest. Lord, that her body is able to relax and rest. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for loving her and caring for her. Lord, I thank you for caring for her family and loving them so well. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, in providing your faithfulness, God. And Lord, we listen and wait expectantly. We listen expectantly, God, for the call. Lord, we listen and wait expectantly for the connection. Lord, however it comes, whether it's a phone call from a friend, whether it's a phone call from a business, Lord, whether it's an ad that comes across in front of her somewhere, Lord, that helps connect her, that divine connection, Lord, for her future and for her family's future, for the provision of that home, for the provision of Julia May. Lord, I thank you and I praise you, and we unite our faith together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I accept that. Amen.
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 Yeah, I just sense that you needed, and I'm not sure, some of it's not bodily pain. If at times, I know I do some, you know, flip and flop at night, some, you know, with pain in my knees or things like that. But anyhow, just sense that you just need sleep, sweet sleep.
Yeah, I have trouble with my right knee. I'm supposed to have replacement, so I'm trying to get that situated to a blessed. I need a total knee replacement on this right one. So
I understand that.
Okay.
Well, girl, was there anything else you in particular you were wanting prayer for?
Just continue praying for my. Like I said, my nephew's wife, unfortunately, they had to go back and put her back on the ventilator, and they had to replace her feeding tube again. They had already replaced it, but they had to replace it again. So praying for her and for my cousin, now church member with cancer. So praying for their continuous healing. They had to go back in and do that feeding tube. But it don't take much to stop up, and if it stopped up, like I said, if they can't open it, they have to go back and replace, because that would explain it with John.
Lord, we just speak healing over them, God. Lord, we just ask, Lord, for your intervention in their lives and in their health, Father, that you would help them. Lord, that you would minister to them. Lord, that you would strengthen their bodies and just bring restoration in every area, God. Lord, help the doctors and the nurses that are working with them. Lord, we just ask for your mercy and your grace and healing for these loved ones, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, your intervention in their lives and in their situations. And, Lord, we just thank you for loving them. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your healing touch and your healing powers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. No, you're welcome, son. You're welcome. Well, good talking to you tonight. I'm glad I got to pray with you, and you have a good week.
Okay, and God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you too, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me find my place again. Okay, 502-54. How is
Greg?
There you go. Okay, it finally flipped over there. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just glad I've been able to get through this computer stuff a little bit easier tonight. It still did its thing, but we was on top of it, so it worked. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Greg. Father, I thank you, Lord. I immediately heard the sound of music. The sound of music. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the sound of music. Father, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for using Greg, for Lord, for using Jennifer, Lord, for using them in music, Lord, using them in ministry. Father, I thank you, Lord, even for, Lord, ministering to others through them. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the songs that flow. Lord, I thank you for the words of the songs that flow. Lord, I thank you for the sounds that are anointed coming from them, Lord. Do you play the guitar or something like that?
No, I just sing.
Just sing? I didn't know if you played instruments too, if you just sing. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for using them, Lord, to honor you, but Lord, for it bringing peace and joy to others, Lord, in the music that you use them in. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the compassion that flows from them, the compassion that flows from Greg. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you use him as a father, but Lord, I thank you, Lord, that even that you use him as a brother. Lord, that he's like a brother to others and will be like a brother to others. Lord, I thank you, Father, for I see you as a hands-on kind of guy. You know, I just see you, like, giving hugs. I don't know if you're a hugger or not, but that's like I see you, like, putting your arm around somebody's shoulder and giving them a hug. A compassion and a hands-on person like that. I am too. My husband is too. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for just using Greg and Lord, for all of the things that you've developed in him, God, and some of the things that you have placed in him that have not been developed to their full potential, Lord, that him coming into that. Lord, the opportunities, being connected to the right places, Lord, but those things beginning to really come into growth and fruition in a way that they haven't in the past, and really to connect the dots coming together so that a lot of them things make sense of, oh, that's why God had me doing this in the past, because he's going to use it here, and God had me trained me in this because he's going to use it in this, and just really see, like, the connected dots coming together so that it starts to paint the picture of, oh, this makes sense why God had me here and why God had me there and why God was teaching me. So sometimes he teaches us what not to do. For me personally, he's taught me more what not to do than he has sometimes what to do. But see, that's all lessons well learned, and those are things that are applicable in our future. Those are things that are wisdom for us but are healing for others. You know, a lot of the what not to do's help bring healing to others, because sometimes people, even when they're trying to minister to people, sometimes they're wounding them as they're trying to minister to them because they've not learned some of those lessons. But I just see God really using you in compassion, God using you in wisdom, God using you to get handing out hugs when people need a hug, and God really showing you what not to do, what not to say. You know, it's sometimes what not to say is every bit as important or even more important than what to say. But God really tempering you in that, God really teaching you how to be silent when you need to be. You know, how, you know, it's like the Lord puts almost like a guard on our tongue at times when we're not sure what to say, that we don't just fill the air with something or something, you know, like God catches us just like, oh, don't say that. Because everything that we know, we're not necessarily to tell. You know, God may show you something, but he doesn't necessarily tell you to tell it because he shows it to you. There's been,
yeah.
Randy will tell you that too. There's been many times the Lord has shown me things, but it's like, keep your mouth shut. You know, and there's been a few times I've put my foot in my mouth because I blurted something out before, you know, really inquiring of the Lord. But, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for using Greg. And, Lord, I thank you for the changes. Lord, I thank you for the changes. You know, I have no idea what your plans are for sure, Greg, but I really think that there's a relocation for you. I don't remember if I've said that before or not. I know I have said change many times,
so.
But I honestly think that there's just, and I'm not going to say it, thus saith the Lord, but I'm going to say just the feeling I have is that there's a relocation for you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for guiding Greg where his employment is concerned, where jobs, where opportunity. I sense the anointing on that, but I'm not hearing. I don't know, but I sense the Spirit of God where your employment's concerned. That God's like the stirring of the Spirit. Like the stirring of the Spirit of God around. I still think God is going to do something new there. I'm not giving anything specific about what the Lord's doing, but I do feel the Spirit of God stirring around all of that. All I sense is there's going to be some kind of change. I'm not going to say just yet. Yeah, this is one of those times I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I'm not. All I know is God is. The Spirit of the Lord is stirring around that. We'll see what God says and does later. So, Father, I just thank you for blessing Greg and Lord for blessing his relationships and Lord blessing his connections, Lord, and directing his steps and giving him peace in the journey. And, Lord, I thank you for using him, maturing him, and, Lord, for connecting the dots, Lord, so that he's going to see that some of the things in the past that he dabbled in a little or did a little of or maybe he tried something and it didn't work out, Lord, a lot of it's going to make sense to him in the future of, okay, I see, Lord, why I was there. I see why I did some of that. I see why you taught me some of that. It all kind of come into it making sense. As you progress forward into what God has. And Father, I just bless him, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything in particular you want prayer about?
No, I think you probably got a ton of people out there and want to have you pray for them. I'll pass on that one so they can have you.
All right. I appreciate you. There's a pretty long list, and unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to everybody tonight either, but I appreciate everybody calling. Anyhow, you be blessed.
You
have a good week. All right.
You too. Thank you, Jeannie.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. Let me see if I can find. I've got quite a few people here I don't even have written down yet. All right. 731-3. Ashley? Come on, thing. Well, it's spinning. I'm waiting on it to finally click. Well.
Hi.
Hey, Ashley. Okay, it finally went through. It's not showing it on the computer, but okay. Well, thank you for waiting. How are you doing
hi,
tonight?
Hi, Jeannie. I'm doing great.
Great. Good. This computer, these things are just crazy. Okay, there. It finally showed that it had opened up your mic. All right. For your Father, I thank you for Ashley. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the it's like God really going before you, making the crooked places straight. God really is like God putting sign, you know, signposts, flags. It's almost like God has put signposts along the way, you know, that has like the finger that points this way or has the little red flag, that little markers that direct your path. And, you know, God does that. You know, you hear Randy, if you listen to him very much, he talks about signs. God giving us signs, and it's like, I see, like, God literally putting signs for you directing your path, like, Ashley, go this way. Ashley, here. Okay, Ashley, here. And God just really, really marking your steps. God really marking your path so that it's making it very plain for you. That's not to say you don't have questions, but I just see God really doing that. And maybe he is already doing that, but I just see, like, markers. I see it like flags along the path that keep you on the way. To walk in it. But I see like signs. But I see it as flags. I see it like red, you know, I see it like flags. A red flag, I guess people would say that's a bad thing. You know, and certainly if we see something that gives us a pause, we avoid that. But I see markers for you. And I guess I would have to say I do see red flags. But even that's a marker. You know, if we see something that's really a red flag, then we avoid that. But I just see the Lord really giving you signs that shows you the way to go. That's unusual. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the joy that you have put in Ashley. Lord, I thank you, Father, for protecting her and for, Lord, thank you, Father, for the sharp mind that you have given her. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've given her that ability just to grasp things so easily, to understand things really easily, Lord, that when she studies things, when she reads things, when she problem solves, Lord, that she has a real gift in problem solving. She has a real ability to grasp things easily and understand them. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the many talents and gifts that she has. Father, Lord, that you open up opportunity for all those things that you have put in her. Father, I thank you for opportunities. Do you dance?
I don't.
Like that?
I write
okay.
And I draw. I've never danced okay. before, but it's funny
okay.
because you said that to me before.
Huh. Maybe that's something God's
going to
open up at some point in time. You know, I just see like the arts, you know, like arts, things that are artistic, things that would be considered the arts. But it's like I do, you know, it's like I see you dancing. Huh. That's funny. I didn't know I had said that before. That's funny. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing her and, Lord, connecting her with those individuals, Lord, that help her progress. In the death day that you call it. Help propel her. Because God uses people in everything. God, you know, the enemy will use people to try to get us off track, but God uses people to help connect us for the right stuff. That's the avenue he uses in this world, and he does use the supernatural too, but God uses people. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for connecting Ashley to those people that will help set her in the right place at the right time and help build her forward, Lord, into the destiny of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jeannie. That was amazing. I feel like that really reaffirmed a lot of things for me, actually. You said a couple things that you've said to me before, and I know you probably don't remember saying them either, so I feel like that was just kind of confirmation from God and him, you know, just reassuring me about some things about myself. I'll definitely have to pray about the dancing thing, though. I've never been involved in dancing before, but I can see myself being interested in something like that, so...
Haven't ever said that before, so that's surprising. So.
Yeah, it's funny how that works sometimes. And there's also something about the color red lately. I have no idea what it means, but it's been popping up, so.
Huh. Okay. I just really saw the Lord just, like, giving you signs, like signposts and directing you. But is there anything in particular you want to pray about tonight?
Could you pray about my brother really quick? Just sort of a general prayer, but also about his faith for it to grow. he's kind of, he's a little bit of a skeptic. I think he would consider himself a Gnostic Christian. So I think he's very rational. So his rationality, he has a hard time coming to terms and, come to terms.
Okay, what's his name?
Colin.
Colin, okay.
Yes.
Father, I just thank you for Colin. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that your word even says that no one comes until the Father except the Spirit draw them. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for sending your Spirit. Lord, we just ask that you send your Spirit to draw Colin and woo him, Lord, and that he realize, Lord, that you're a personal God. Lord, that he would sense and would know. Lord, that he would have encounters with you that would make him to know that you're a personal God that sees him, that you know Colin, that he's just not another person on this earth that you created, Lord, but that you personally know Colin and you know about him, Father. And, Lord, that you would begin to, Lord, that he would begin to sense, Lord, that you would impress upon his heart the calling that's on his life, the gifts, the things that you have placed in him, those things, Lord, that are yet unexplored. Lord, that he would just realize that you have a destiny for him. And it's not just a happenstance. It's not just something that we fall into or you know, trip onto, but it's a calling. It's something planned from before. The word says that he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. Lord, that Colin would realize that you created him, you created every personal thing about him, his likes and his dislikes and his taste, and Lord, that you put all these gifts and talents within him, Lord, things that he's, I think things yet that he does is not even aware that he has. Lord, let him even have dreams and visions. Lord, bring him across people that he would give it to, or those that would be believable to him. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for drawing him, and Lord, for those encounters, Lord, that he would encounter you, or those things that would be irrefutable, that he could not look the other way, that he cannot say, well, that was just a coincidence. Lord, let him know how valuable he is to the kingdom of God, Lord, and that there are things that you have for him that no one else can do. There are things, people that you have for him to touch, for him to read, for him to minister to, that, Lord, that no one else would ever be able to do it the way he does it, because, Lord, that's the assignment you have, Lord, that no one, you know, we are uniquely made, and no one else is made like us, just like we each have a thumb, you know, a fingerprint that no one else has, that he will see the uniqueness of by himself and know that he has a Father that loves him, that's not like people, that people are fickle and people can be on again and off again and people can betray us and people can change their minds about us, Lord, but that he will find that God and realize, Lord, that you are forever true, that you're real, Lord, that he will see even your existence in his surroundings, that as we even see nature, we look at the sky, we look at the earth, we look at even the things around us and say, only God created that. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for protecting him and keeping him. Lord, we know your angels are around him. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just putting a hedge of protection around him and keeping him, Lord, and bringing those around him, Lord, that he would give ear to. Lord, let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. Let him see the things of God. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jeannie, so much. You have no idea how much peace it brings me to call in and listen to you speak about what God's put on your heart, not just what you say, but how you say it. And I just think your voice is the most peaceful, calming voice I've ever heard.
Oh,
so it brings me a lot of peace.
Thank you, hon. You don't know how much I appreciate that. I really do. Well, hon, you have a good week, and thank you for calling, and thank you for waiting so long, and just pray a blessing over you and over Colin, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bless you. Have a great week.
You too, sweetie. Good night.
Thank you.
Let's see. I think I might have time for one more caller if I hurry. Okay. 321-230. Who am I speaking with and who are you calling? Okay, let me give it a minute here. 321-230. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, you forgot to unmute me. Hi,
I clicked it, but it's still going, which I think I just looked at my clock. I've got like 36 seconds, so I've got to be off. So I don't think I'm going to be able to talk to him anyhow. So,
okay,
y'all, I'm sorry I have run out of time tonight. I've still got several callers here, but I have to be completely logged off by 9:45 in order for Randy to do his program. So I just say blessings to everybody. May God fulfill your dreams that he has for you. May you be protected and loved and grow in your faith and grow in the things that God has for you. Have a wonderful week. Good night.